In past presidential election years, Glenn Frappier, who is Gonzaga's debate director, has gathered in person with his students and other colleagues to watch the candidates. Since that wasn't an option Tuesday night, he invited people to a Zoom room instead.
Just kind of have them really do a thoughtful, intentional reading of the debate. And I'm not sure we were able to do that given what we saw.
As the event unfolded, the participants wrote their thoughts in the chat box.
I was jotting some of the what I thought were some of the most pithy lines from some of your participants. This is hard to watch.
Yeah.
Trump has been speaking so much, I forgot Biden was there. And there was a lot of that people really felt let down.
Let down in the sense that not necessarily surprised. I think everyone would have appreciated more of an in-depth discussion on the actual substantive issues versus what we saw. And so I think in that sense, they were let down.
After the debate, Frappier opened up the microphones and asked for reactions.
I think the point of this was to get Biden to break, to get him to start rambling, because I think empirically when Biden starts rambling, he says things that aren't necessarily good for him.
I honestly thought that it was like slightly embarrassing to be like watching it in favor of Trump, or if you were undecided, just watching him interject all the time and never letting anybody finish a sentence.
I've spent so many years teaching my children, now my grandchildren, never ever to act like both of those men just acted.
For next week's vice presidential debate, Frappier is collaborating with debate programs at three other universities around the nation, including Georgetown, for a debate watch. That will be followed immediately by a separate watch event for the only scheduled gubernatorial debate between Washington Governor Jay Inslee and his Republican challenger Lauren Culp. As for the next event between Trump and Biden,
I think if there are two more debates, which right now I'm not convinced there will be, then we'll definitely have something going.
One participant suggested Tuesday night they need to have a speaking stick for the next debate. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.